Hey there, folks. Thanks for tuning in to your daily Hits 96.4 news briefing. It has been 5 days, and there are still no leads in the disappearance that has rattled the nation. If you haven't heard about this one, it's probably because you've been living under a rock. Let's fill you in. Last Monday, 4 college students were reported missing after missing their checkpoints. Officials have been searching all possible routes and have still come up empty. Buckle in, folks. This one is a doozy.
I wasn't even on the bus.
The bus.
All right, get on the bus.
This is a bus?
The bus!
It all started with the bus. Well, if this isn't the definition of a garbage can, I don't know what is.
It does look pretty terrible.
Come on, guys. It's not that bad.
Are you seeing the same garbage tin on wheels that I am? I think that spaceship replica you made last week would have a better chance of making it to DC.
Really, Neil? Do you have to bring that up every time?
Come on, man. I'm just making a point. Eve, back me up here.
It's definitely not what I expected.
I guess this is what happens when you forget to sign the transportation waivers.
Speaking of which...
All right, guys, I just need a few more signatures, and then we can get this show on the road.
Did she really just say, get this show on the road?
It's going to be a long 23 hours.
What was that?
Nothing, Miss...
Grace is fine. I'm not too much older than you guys.
Grace it is.
Anyways, I need you guys to fill these out before we get on the bus. I've taken the liberty of writing your names on the top, so all you have to do is sign and date the bottom of the second page. Here we go. I have Eve's and Hector's. And Neil and Frankie.
Whoa.
Do we have to...
Definitely not. It's just a bunch of legal jargon. Basically, you're just ensuring that you won't sue the school if the bus crashes or blows up or something.
Which, by the looks of it, could happen any second.
Yeah, are you sure this thing is going to take us all the way to DC? Because at this point, I'm questioning whether we'll make it to the nearest gas station.
Okay, I know it might look a little rusty, but the bus is perfectly safe. I've driven this thing on more trips than I can count, and nothing bad has ever happened. We're going to be just fine.
All right. It looks like I've got this thing working. Are you ready to start, Mara? Mara, are you sure you want to do this? I mean, we can cancel if you don't feel comfortable.
Yeah, I'm fine. So how does this work exactly?
Well, after I get your information, I'll just ask for your perspective on everything that happened, and we'll be done before you know it.
Okay. No big deal. I can definitely handle that.
The first thing that I need is the correct spelling of your name for the record.
Right. I'm Mara Rhodes. MaraRhodes.
Okay. Great, Mara. Now, just start from the beginning and give me a complete picture of how everything happened, just as you remember it.
Well, every year, the school has a trip for the sophomores, which I personally think is a little too high school, but that's besides the point. Anyway, this year's trip was to DC, so a bunch of us signed up to go.
I hate to interrupt you, Mara, but there were over 200 students signed up for that trip. Why are there only 5 people missing right now?
Well, when we signed up, there were all of these forms we were supposed to fill out. Transportation, housing, billing, and I kept on putting them off. Everything else just felt more important. I had a project due, and honestly, I didn't think it would matter. Eve kept pestering me about filling them out.
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt you again, Mara, but I'm gonna have to have you be very specific. Just treat me like I don't know anything about the entire case. Who is Eve?
Right, I'm sorry. Eve McIntosh is my roommate. She was on the bus. Anyway, Eve kept telling me to fill out the forms, but I didn't until the day before we were going to leave. And because I was so late, they'd run out of room on the coach buses. So everyone left over got put on the little bus. When she found out that I would be on the small bus alone for the whole ride, she switched. Normally, I would have been fine, but it's a 23-hour drive, so that's what kills me.
Could you speak up, Mara?
It's one thing that she disappeared, but if I hadn't been so stupid, if I had just filled out my stupid forms right away like she told me to, she wouldn't have...
It's fine if you need to stop.
No, I can do this. Just give me a minute. Anyways, at the last second, I didn't end up going.
And why not?
Do we really have to talk about that?
It's my job to get all the relevant information.
It's not relevant.
You know, I've often found that it's difficult to see the importance of something when you're inside of it. Sometimes we can't tell whether something is relevant until...
It's not relevant. Can we move on, please?
All right. What happened next?
Hello?
Yeah, Mom, I'm fine. We're leaving soon, though, so I can't talk for long. Mom, can we not do this right now? Seriously, don't worry. It'll be nice to spend time with some other people. Yeah, I wish Mara was coming too, but this is... Yeah, he's going to be there, but I really don't want to get into that right now. Mom, stop! You sound just like Mara. I don't need anyone butting in on this. It really isn't a big deal. It's not like he... Oh, I have to go. Yeah. Bye. Love you.
Hey, Neil.
Sorry, Eve, was I interrupting?
No. My mom was just checking in before we left.
Okay. Well, obnoxiously upbeat trip chaperone Grace says we're almost ready to, quote, get this party started, so I was commissioned to see if you were ready.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to...
Don't apologize. Maybe if we stall long enough, we won't have to go.
Wait, what do you mean?
Eve, this may shock you, but I don't exactly spend hours on end daydreaming about national history.
So wait, you don't even want to go?
I'm getting the impression you don't really understand my persona.
It just seems like a lot of money to spend if you don't even want to go.
Yeah, well, Hector was getting nervous about going alone, and as the best roommate of all time, it was my duty to tag along.
That's nice of you. Anyway, we should probably head over.
Yep, say goodbye to your cell service insanity.
Wait, there's not going to be any service?
Hey, Frankie.
Sure, whatever. Answer the question, Neil.
I was talking to some upperclassmen in my psych class, and they said it went in and out a lot. I guess we'll all be getting to know each other a lot better.
Ugh, gross.
Time to get moving. We have 6 hours to cover tonight.
Sounds like a blast.
All right, we've got 4 rows to choose from, so you can each have your own.
Goody.
What are you reading?
Oh, Hector, I thought you'd be sitting by Neil.
Nah, Frankie's got him fully occupied.
Okay, don't be gross.
Come on, you know I didn't mean it like that.
Well, you should work on your phrasing. It is very misleading.
You know, surprisingly, you're not the first person to tell me that.
So before I let my imagination run wild again, what is Frankie keeping him busy with?
I think a better question would be, what is she not keeping him busy with?
Again with the phrasing.
Be quiet, and you'll understand in a minute.
What? How?
Just be quiet, and listen.
I mean, I don't really understand why she would say that about my arms. I mean, look at them. I have arm day 3 times a week, so she can't just say whatever stupid things come into her head. And also, have you seen her arms? Because if mine look like that, I don't think I would ever comment about anyone else's body ever again. And also, I wouldn't wear those types of shirts.
Whoa.
Do you get it now?
Sort of, I guess.
Yeah, the two of them go pretty well together.
How do you mean?
Well, Frankie's really good at talking, and Neil is practically an expert on pretending to listen.
That sounds healthy.
Yeah, well, things between Frankie and Neil are, let's just say complicated doesn't even begin to describe it.
I'm not even gonna ask.
That's probably a good call, but you didn't answer my question.
Oh, right. I'm just reading up for one of my classes. I thought I would get a jump on homework.
I should get started on mine, too. I have this huge anatomy test the day we get back, and I haven't even started studying for it.
How is that class? I heard that the tests are ridiculously grueling.
I don't mind that much. That kind of stuff just makes sense to me.
You're going to be a nurse, right?
I guess that's the plan.
You don't seem all that convinced.
I mean, I really like the science and the whole helping people thing, but when I picture myself as a nurse in a few years, I don't know, it's like I'm looking at a picture that's out of focus.
Yeah, I get that.
You're in education, right?
Mostly because I like English and I don't want to write papers for the rest of my life.
I mean, people have made much more important life decisions with much less reasoning. And you do have a point about the amount of papers.
Well, it's not nearly as bad as those nursing tests. Honestly, this might be the best place for you to be. Bus rides are notoriously boring, so you'll probably have plenty of time to study.
Who knows? Maybe something big and exciting will happen, and I can avoid it.
It would have to be pretty big to make you avoid studying for 46 hours.
Well, I'll keep my fingers crossed.
You do that.
And then, well, life went on for a day. I got texts from Eve every few hours, but that was pretty sporadic because they only had service in certain areas. Some of the messages would come hours after she sent them, but I wasn't worried about that at the time. Honestly, it was nice to have some time for myself for a day. But then the day ended.
Could you expand on that a little? What happened the next day?
The morning was pretty normal, if not a little lonely. I ate in the caf and then studied for a test. I have back-to-back classes starting at 9, and when I got out at 11, I had a bunch of messages from one of the chaperones on the other bus.
Hi, you've reached Mara Rhodes. I can't come to my phone right now. Leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
Hi, Mara. This is Kathy Mitchell from the Activities Office. Have you heard from your roommate, Eve McIntosh? If so, please give us a quick call when you have a chance. All right, have a great day. Bye-bye. Hi, Mara. This is Kathy Mitchell again from the Activities Office. If you could give me a call back right when you get this, that would be wonderful. Hi, Mara. Kathy again. I don't mean to alarm you, but your roommate's bus hasn't arrived at their designated checkpoint yet, and we haven't been able to contact them. If you've heard anything from her, please let us know immediately. Thank you. Have a great day.
I tried calling Eve. I must have tried a dozen times, but I kept getting her voicemail.
So, after that.
Honestly, I'm not sure. I just remember staring at my screen and waiting for someone to tell me that they were okay and that they just made a wrong turn or something. I don't remember eating or sleeping or anything. It's weird, actually. I remember waking up but not going to sleep the night before.
It's not abnormal that your memory is playing tricks on you. Many people who go through a trauma experience similar things. Let's focus back on what you do remember.
Right. Well, I woke up at 3 a.m. to a phone call. It was Eve. Hello?
Mara? Mara, can you hear me?
Eve? Are you all right? What's happening? Everyone is looking for you guys. Where are you?
Mara, you have to help me.
What's going on? Where are you?
You don't understand. I can't explain it, but something's happening. And I don't know what. I can't, please, Mara.
Eve, I can't help you unless I know where you are.
Please, I can't get far enough away. They're going to catch up.
Who are they? What is going on? Tell me how to help you. Eve, are you there?
This has been The Bus. Written, directed, and produced by Alyssa Hegginson. Featuring original music by Hannah Lysa and Alyssa Hegginson. The role of Mara was played by Janelle Cass. The role of Grace was played by Catherine Lysa. The role of Frankie was played by Josie Cass. The role of Hector was played by Alex Siegel. The role of Neil was played by Levi Ritchie. The role of Eve was played by Audrey Haugen. And the role of the interviewer was played by Alyssa Hegginson. Thank you for listening.